Praise God. Amen. We're going to do something different today. Oftentimes, you just sit and we talk and preach and you go, but we're going to do it together this morning and just see God. I'm just going to do what? Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Look at verse 1 from verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Verse 28. Then God did what? Blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth." Hallelujah. What did God do to the first man? He blessed. Whatever you are going through as a family, as a person, I want you to see this morning, I want us to reset, to allow God to reset our mind, to reset our desire, to reset our focus to the fact that God did not call you, God did not create you for hardship, for causes, for trouble. Amen. You have a witness in the house that God did not. Whatever you may be going through that looks contrary to what we have read, that is not from God. God did not make you for trouble. He didn't design you as a family, as an individual, to go through causes, to go through hardship, on and on and on and on. I know there's a time of, you know, there are seasons where you are struggling, but to struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle, that's not what God designed you for. No. He designed you to experience blessing. And that word blessing, everybody knows what blessing is. It does not need definition. Do you understand what I'm saying? Blessing does not need a blessing. Is this? You know what blessing is. It makes you happy when you are blessed. When you are experiencing blessing, you sing. You are happy. Your mood is always on the high side. Nobody, you don't need anybody to excite you when you are experiencing blessing. Where you are this morning, I want you to just close your eyes and just receive that as a person, as a husband, as a wife. As a person, I want you to just readjust yourself and tell yourself, God made me for a blessing. Right from the beginning, right from the onset, I was not created. I was not created for causes to go through failures upon failures as a person, as a family. No, that's not God's desire for me. That's not God's desire for me. I was created. Tell yourself, imagine yourself going through blessing and blessing and blessing. And tell yourself this morning, I want you to say to yourself, I was created for a blessing. I was made for a blessing. I was made to enjoy the blessing of God. Bible says the blessing of God makes rich and has no sorrow. I want you to tell yourself this morning, I said that truth. Reset your mind. Wherever you are, even if you're a single person, I want you to close your eyes and just do that. Just do that. Say, thank you, Father, because you made me in the beginning, in the beginning. In the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning, not for sorrow, not for causes. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we embrace your plan this morning. We reset our mind. We reset our mind to your original plan and purpose to be blessed, to experience blessing In the name of the Lord Jesus, blessed be your name, our Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Let's go back to verse 28. He says, God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful. Be fruitful. To be fruitful means to be productive. To be productive. That you are productive in every aspect of your life. That's what the word means, to be fruitful. To bring forth fruits. That the labor of your hands brings forth fruits. As a family, you bring forth fruits. As a woman, you are fruitful in your body. You are fruitful in the work of your hand. As a man, you are fruitful. Fruitfulness does not do anybody any good. Fruitfulness does not do anybody any good. If you, sometimes you find some trees, like for example now, there is a particular pawpaw tree that grows. It grows very tall. How many of you seen us? You've seen it around your house. What do you do to such? You cut it down because it's not useful. But the good one, you cultivate it so that it can bring forth much, much fruit because it's a blessing. That's what your life is supposed to be. That's what God wants you to be as a husband, as a wife, as a child, to bring forth fruit, to be productive, to be productive. Can you just lift up your hands where you are and say, Father, I accept that. I accept that. Thank you for the level of productivity I've experienced thus far. And I open up myself for more, for more, for more, for more in the name of Jesus. I open up myself for more in the name of Jesus, that I will bear fruit. I have been bearing fruit. I will bear more fruits in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you pray and tell yourself this morning, I have been bearing fruit. And I will still bear fruits in the name of Jesus. Bible says, even in old age, Psalm 92, verse 12 says, even in old age, they shall still bear fruits. What area of your life, whatever area of your life that you have experienced stagnancy, I want you to speak to it this morning. I want you to speak to it this morning and agree with God. Say, Father, I agree with your plan. I agree with your purpose. I become fruitful in this area. I want you to mention it to God this morning and say, I am fruitful. I am a fruitful woman. I am a fruitful woman. I am a productive woman. The work of my hands, they are being blessed. They are experiencing the blessing of God in the name of Jesus. I am productive. I'm fruitful as a married woman. I'm fruitful as a man in the name of Jesus. I bring forth fruits in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The next word says to multiply, to multiply, to multiply. You can be adding up. 1 + 1 is got to 2. 2 + 2 is got to 4. But 2 × 7, what is it? Huh? But 2 + 7 is what? 9. Which one do you want? Addition or multiplication? As a family, I want you to lift up your hand and say, Father, thank you for multiplication. You know the area where you need it. Say, Father, thank you for multiplying me in this area as a family, as a married woman. I want multiplication. The mandate to multiply is upon my life. And I welcome it in the name of Jesus. Is it the work of your hands? Is it in the area of your finance? Is it in your health? Is it in your home? I want you to welcome and say, Father, thank you for multiplication. Thank you because I am not stagnant. I'm not stagnant. I'm not going to be stagnant. I'm keep multiplying. It means to become great. It means to become great and numerous. Say, Father, I want to be numerous. I want to be great. Thank you for what you have done in my life thus far. I open up myself. I open up my family to your, to greatness. To greatness. To greatness. To multiplication in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. The next word says to replenish or to fill. To fill, to replenish, to fill. That's also talking about accomplishments. You're still talking about accomplishments, to fill. When you feel something, you are adding to it and it's increasing. Can you see your life being filled with God's goodness? With God's glory more than ever before, even in this austere time, even in this adverse situation. I want you to close your eyes where you are and say, Father, I receive that into my life, into my home, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I receive that, the abundance to accomplish in the name of Jesus. Bible says God gives power to make wealth. He gives power. Say, Father, thank you for the mandate to replenish, to fill in the name of the Lord Jesus. To fill, to replenish, to be numerous. I receive it this morning. I'm walking in it in this morning. I'm embracing this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. I will not be small. God told a particular tribe, I think it is tribe of Joseph, he said, you will not be small. Can you tell yourself, I will not be small. I will not be limited. I will not be small. My family will not be small. In the name of Jesus, we are making progress. We are subduing. We are filling in the name of the Lord Jesus. The next one said to subdue. To subdue. God does not want you to be subdued, but he wants you to subdue. It means to bring under control. What are the things trying to subdue you? What are the things? You know. Trying to take, or I mean, to put you under. No, but you have the mandate to subdue. What is it? I want you to address it this morning. Say, I subdue you. I put you under my feet in the name of the Lord Jesus. I put you under my control. He says to me, it means to force it down. What is it that is standing against you as a family? What is it that is standing against you as a person? I want you to put it under. I want you to say, this morning I put you under. I put you under my control in the name of the Lord Jesus. I resist you in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, mention it. Mention it in your family. Mention it. Is it lack? Mention it. Is it misunderstanding? Mention it. Is it conflict every now and then? Say, no, I take authority over you. I subdue you in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that is trying to gain entrance, to gain ascendancy over your life, over your family, I want you to open your mouth this morning and say, I subdue you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Delay, I subdue you. I bring you down. I bring you down. I tread upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh Father, thank you. Thank you for the mandate to subdue. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. The last one says to have dominion. The word dominion means to rule. To rule. And Romans 5:17, give it to us. Romans 5:17. Yes, I know the cause came and scattered so many things, but Romans 5:17. It says, if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive what? Abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. How many of you have received abundance of grace? You are a child of God. You have righteousness. He said you will reign in life through the one, Christ. And one primary way of ruling is through words. Bible says, where the word of a king is, there's power. Hallelujah. And you are the king over your life. I want you to open your mouth this morning. Whatever it is that is trying to reign over you, open your mouth and declare, in the name of Jesus, I rule over you. You're not going to rule over me. No. Depression, you're not ruling over me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oppression, you're not ruling over me. I take authority over you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I take authority in my home. I give you no place, Satan. In the name of Jesus. In my home, in the life of my children, in the life of my husband, in the life of my wife, I give you no place. In the name of Jesus. This is my domain. My family is my domain. My life is my domain. And I give you no place. I give you no right of to rule in my life. What is it as a form of sin that is trying to take dominion over you? Bible says, sin shall have no dominion over you. I want you to address it this morning. What is that sin? What is that shortcoming? What is that weakness that is trying to take hold of your life? Say, I want you to address it. No, say, no, you are not taking hold of my life. No, lust, you are not taking hold of my life. Lack, you are not taking hold of my life. Temptation to sin, to hell, you are not taking hold of my life. I rule over you and I dominate over you in the name of Jesus. I put you under my feet and have the grace of God, and I have the gift of righteousness. I have the abundance of grace. And I'm ruling and reigning in the name of the Lord Jesus. I have dominion and I exercise that dominion today. And I'll keep exercising that dominion in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. Lift up your hands and just bless him. Just bless him. Just bless him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. First Chronicles chapter 4. We have the story of a man there. First Chronicles chapter 4. We all know him. Somehow we know him. Jabesh. First Chronicles chapter 4. Look at verse 9. God made you for a blessing. I want you to let me tell someone around you. God made you for a blessing. To experience blessing. To experience blessing, not curses. He said, now Jabesh was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabesh because I bore him in pain. When we go through life issues, especially when it comes to relationship, it brings pain. It brings hurt. It brings pain. It brings hurt. It brings pain. It brings pain. It brings pain. The loss of a father brings pain. The loss of a mother brings pain. The loss of a husband brings pain. The loss of a child brings pain. Sometimes even the loss of friendship, somebody that you cherish, somebody that you relate with, somebody that, you know, that you think you could lean on and they are no longer there, it brings pain. But you're not going to sit down around your pain. You're not going to lean on your pain and embrace your pain all your lifetime. No. That man, Bible says, he cried out to God. He said, oh, that you bless me indeed and enlarge my course, that your hand will be with me and that you keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And what did God do? God granted him what he requested. This is the focus of my prayer now. In your family, in your home, God wants you to be a blessing to your spouse, not a pain, not a curse. Your husband should not be thinking that, hey, what kind of wife is this? Your wife should not be thinking, hey, motigbegwelegun. Have you ever heard that before? You know, in Yoruba land, when they are praying for the singles, they will tell you, you marry the bone of your bones. When marriage goes awry, they say, you have motigbegun. That's not your bone. Praise God. But you have the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness to be a blessing. And I want you to pray this morning. You are praying for yourself now. Father, thank you. I'm a blessing. And I want to be a blessing more and more. Are you a blessing to your parents? Are you a blessing to your children? Are you a blessing to your husband, to your wife? I want you to focus on this morning. And say, Father, thank you. I don't want to cause pain. I don't want to cause pain. I don't want to be causing pain every now and then. That my husband will be always angry. I don't want to be causing pain. That my wife will always be sad. I don't want to be causing pain to my children. I don't want to be causing pain to my parents. Can you open up your mouth this morning and say, Father, thank you. Because you enable me. You enable me. You grant me wisdom. You grant me strength to be able to occupy my position, the office that you have placed me in the lives of my loved ones, so that I will not cause pain. I don't want to cause pain. I don't want to be a source of pain, a source of regrets in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to be a source of blessing. Open up your mouth and pray this morning. I say, Father, open my eyes. Open my eyes to see how I can be of greater blessing to my husband. How I can be of greater blessing to my wife, to my children, to my siblings, to my friends in the name of Jesus. I want to be a greater blessing. Bible says it is better to bless than to receive blessing. It is greater to be a blessing than to just be receiving blessing. Thank God for the blessing that you are receiving. But can you turn around this morning? Can you change your mind and focus and say, Father, make me a blessing. Even as a single person here that you are looking forward to be married, say, Father, make me a blessing to that man, to that woman that you are going to bring into my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help me to change my mindset. Can you pray for yourself this morning? Help me to change my mindset, from grabbing, from taking, to see myself being a blessing to someone that will add value to other people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I want to add value to my husband. I want to add value to my children. I want to add value to my friends. Wherever I find myself, help me, Father, that I will not cause pain. I will not be a regret. I will not continually be a source of pain. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I will not continually be a source of pain and regrets. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Masotelibaya Masaprahandeleboshka. Oh, thank you, dear Father. Lord, we give you praise. We worship you. We adore your name. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. I said we go through pain when loss of a dear one, loss of friendship, loss of whatever. But that's not the end of life. Amen. I just want to speak to some people here this morning. That's not the end of life. You might have lost something dear to you, but you have not lost God. You have not lost what? You have not lost God. And you have not lost the blessing of God for your life. You have not lost that, the blessing of God, the mandate of God, the purpose of God for your life. So don't camp around that pain. Don't camp around that loss. Don't camp around and be tied to your past. The moment you are tied to your past, you are not free to move to your future. But God has a great future for you. Is somebody listening to me this morning? God has a great future ahead of you. Bible says, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, the things that have not entered into the hearts of men, that's what God has prepared for those who love him. Hallelujah. But you have to grab yourself and put yourself together so that you can move on. In Ruth chapter 2, take a look at that. In Ruth chapter 2, I don't know who could have gone through, what Ruth went through. Lost her husband, lost her father-in-law, lost her brother-in-law, now find herself in a strange land. But let's see what she did in verse 1. When she got to that strange land, he said there was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. That's the word, go. I don't know who you are. You have suffered loss, or you are still going through, but God is saying to you, go. Don't camp around the loss. Don't camp around the problem. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Don't sit down. Oh, I lost this. I lost that. No. Get yourself together and move, because God has a great future for you. If Ruth had sat down in the house, if she had camped around her problems, there's no way. You know, there was another sister-in-law, Oprah. Oprah, instead of going, she went back. She went back to her people. And today, we don't talk about Oprah. Why? Because nothing to glean from her life. We don't even know how she ended. But Ruth decided to go, to move on. To move on with her life. And along with God. Along with God. And today we talk about her. She found herself in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because she became a great, great grandmother to the person that brought Jesus. Can we just close our eyes if you are a such person? And we're going to pray together. And for such people in our midst this morning, that they will move on in the name of Jesus. And if you are such a person, I want you to address yourself and talk to yourself. I'm not going to camp around my pain. No, I am moving on with God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am moving on with my Father, because my Father has great things in stock for me. I will not be held to my past. I will not hold on to my past. I will not stay in my past. I will not be a shadow of myself. I will not live in the shadow of what has happened to me. I'm going to move on in the name of the Lord Jesus, because God has great things in store for me. And can we pray together for such people, that God will strengthen them to move on in the name of the Lord Jesus. God will strengthen them to go ahead, to move ahead in his plan and purpose for their lives, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they will not be stagnant, sir. In the name of the Lord Jesus, they will not be stagnant. No, in the name of the Lord Jesus, but they will grow. We open up ourselves. Can you pray that, Lord, I open up myself to what you have in store for me. For what you have in store for me, even as I move on, even as I go ahead. Have you lost a relationship? God is saying, move on, go. Don't camp around that and open up yourself. Say, Father, I'm going to open up myself to what you have in store for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. I give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, one of the things that make people to not go on is the fact that they are so ashamed and embarrassed about the past. Don't allow embarrassment. Don't allow shame to hold you to your past. Oh, they will say this about me. They will say that about me. Where I grew up, the way they used to say, "Elenulo lenwe." That's what they used to say where I grew up. They are entitled to their what? Opinion. Everybody has his mouth or her mouth to say whatever. What people are going to say, don't let that debar you from experiencing what God has for you. The shame, the embarrassment. If Hannah had allowed the shame, the embarrassment she was experiencing from her rival, she would not have had Samuel. But Bible says she kept going to Shiloh every year. And she kept offering her sacrifices. To the point that one day, she was able to meet with God. She went into the same temple that has been going for several years. And she opened up her heart. What happened? If the father of John, if they had kept away from the church, if they had kept away from the people, he would not have seen him, the angel that eventually gave him the news. So please don't allow embarrassment, shame, and what people will say, what they will not say, to keep you in the shelf. Especially for seniors, singles, for single mothers. Carry your life and live your life in God. Hello. I said, put your hands in the hands of the master and say, carry me, go. I am ready to go on with you. I'm not going to limit my life to what people will say about me or what they will not say about me. I'm ready to go on with God. Praise the Lord. So put embarrassment, put shame, sense of shame, sense of this. And sometimes such feelings, they are not even real. Hello? When you are thinking what people are thinking about you, somebody is messing with your head. His name is Satan. And he's not after them, he's after you as a person. He wants to ruin your life. He wants to keep you where you are. When you start to say, they will think that I am this, I am that, they will think, how do you know what people are thinking about you? Somebody is trying to mess up with your mind. But you can refuse that. Say, no, what matters is what God has said about my life. And God has planned for me. He has purpose for my life. And I'm going to move on. Praise God. Tell somebody, I am moving on. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. Hallelujah. Psalm 112, and we'll close with that. We're going to receive these promises of God for our lives, for our homes, for our children. Bible says God is seeking for godly seed in our homes. Let me say this to the people who are singles, who don't want to marry. You are missing. You are missing. Because we heard this morning, it said, one will chase 1,000. Two will chase how many? Two will chase 10,000. Can you compare the 1,000 that you are chasing to 10,000? Huh? The society, the culture, people make you feel like, until you have this, until you have that, you cannot settle down. You cannot marry. You cannot do that. You are looking for Mr. Perfect. You are looking for Mrs. Perfect. And in the process, you are losing yourself. In the process, you are getting into temptation. You are getting into sin. Psalm 112, look at verse 1. It says, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Verse 2, it says, his descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be what? Can we lift up our hands and receive that? If a family person here this morning, he says his descendants will be mighty on earth. Can you receive that for your family as a person this morning? That for me, for my household, my descendants shall be mighty. They shall be mighty on earth, in their school, in their academic work, in their career, in their job. They will be mighty. They will not be small in the name of the Lord Jesus. They are forces to be reckoned with in their realms of affairs, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because this is because I fear the Lord, because I walk in His commandments. My children, my grandchildren, they are mighty here. They are mighty in the land. They are mighty wherever they are. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I want you to call them blessed. It says the generation of the upright will be blessed. My generations are blessed. My generations are blessed. Generations coming after me, coming from my family, they are blessed. They are empowered to prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Look away from the faults of your children, from the mistakes, from their shortcoming at this moment, and declare the truth of God's word. Say, my generation, they are blessed. They are blessed. They are experiencing the blessing of God. And I want you to speak forth, even as a single person. My children, the children that will come forth for me, they will experience the blessing of God in the name of Jesus. Because I will walk, because I reverence the Lord, I worship the Lord, and I delight in His commandments in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. My children will not be small in life. My grandchildren will not be small in life in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if you are saying that as a married person yet to have children, the children are going to come. I want you to tell yourself, the children are coming because I am fruitful in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. Look at verse 3. It says, wealth and riches will be in his house. Wealth and riches will be where? In my house. In my house. In my house. My husband and I, we prayed this, we confessed this when we had nothing in this town. We got married, and because we just went to the registry, I think one person gave us gifts of a mug and a grater. That was the only wedding gift I got. We had to write down everything we needed in the house, from furniture to plates to, I think we got our first TV after our first child was the money we got from the naming. That's what we used to buy television. And some months later, thieves came to our house and carried the television. Hallelujah. But we kept confessing, wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches are where? In my house. I don't know about you. Wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches. Wealth and riches. And my righteousness endures forever. I want you to declare it in your house, for your household. Say, wealth and riches. Wealth and riches will be in my house. God is empowering me. He's empowering my husband, empowering myself to add more, to gather more in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wealth and riches, they are in my house. They are in my house. I have what I need to be a blessing. I have what I need to live a comfortable life and to be a blessing to people around me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Scarcity, you are leaving my house. Lack, you are leaving. You are giving way to wealth and riches. Wealth and riches. Wealth and riches. Bible says God is able to make all grace to abound towards you. Are you a giver? Are you a tither? I want you to welcome the wealth and riches of Jehovah into your life. And you've been giving, you've been tithing, you've been faithful to God. I want you to welcome that this is a time, this is a season for wealth, for riches, for abundance to come. How it's going to come, I don't know. But my Father says, a thousand cattle on the hills, they are mine, and they're coming into my house. They're coming into my home. I open up my life. I open up my home to wealth and riches. To wealth and riches. To increase. Financial increase. Oh, financial increase. They're coming into my house, into my family, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 128. And I ran out. I have 5 minutes more. Psalm 128. It says, blessed is everyone If you don't read anything in this, you should read everything. You should read what you're supposed to read. But in addition to what you read as a man, as a woman, please read Psalm 128 and receive it for yourself from time to time. Read it. If it's possible for you to post it somewhere in your house and see it. You know, one of the ways that God delivered Jacob, I was thinking about Jacob yesterday. He was going through so much hardship, even though he was supposed to be a descendant of Abraham, mighty, blessed, but he was in a situation where he was, no. Bible says, he said, Laban changed his wages 10 times. 10 times. But he cried out to God, and God showed him what to do. And when God showed him what to do, he became multiplied to the extent that Laban envied him. Laban was like, the sons of Laban said, he has stolen everything from us. But he didn't steal. God showed him, and God is going to show someone here this morning. You will know what to do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your eyes will be opened up. You will know what to do. And the strength of God will cause you to do what you need to do in the name of Jesus. He says, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. The word fears means to reverence the Lord. To put God in the first place. To trust him. To rely on him. To know that he's your source. In all of this that we're saying, it's not by power, but not by might, but by the Spirit of God. By the power of God. He says, the word that comes out of my mouth will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which is sent to accomplish. And the word is going to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish in the name of Jesus. He says, who walks in his ways? He says, when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. I want you to just receive that. I shall be happy. I will eat the labor of my hands. That means you will not be jobless. That means that job, that business will not collapse because you're going to heed the labor of your hands. That means more doors will be opened unto you to walk with your hands as God commanded us. He said to walk with your hands so that you will command the respect of the outsiders and you will not have any lack in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Say, Father, thank you because I will eat. I will labor and I will eat the labor of my hands. I will be happy. My joy is increasing. Things of joy, they are coming into my life. Things that bring joy and happiness, they are happening to me more and more in the name of the Lord Jesus. I shall be happy. And he says, it shall be well with me. Can you say it shall be well with me? The word means to prosper, for everything to go well, to go right. I want you to welcome that to your life, to your family. It shall be well with me. Bible says, say unto the righteous, it shall be well, and they shall eat the fruit of their labor. I want you to declare it in the name of the Lord Jesus. It shall be well with me. It doesn't matter what I'm going through now. It shall be well with me. It doesn't matter what my family is going through now. It shall be well. It shall be well. At the end of it all, it will end in praise. At the end of it all, I will have reasons to rejoice. At the end of it all, I shall be happy. I choose to be happy. I'm going to be happy because it shall be well with me in the name of Jesus. Somebody stand to your feet and just declare this morning, it shall be well. I take my position today. I don't know about you. I take my position today. I revisit my position today. I reset my mind today that I am blessed and I'll be a blessing and it shall be well with me. It shall. I want you to speak forth to your life, to your children, to your home. It shall be well. It shall be well. It shall be well. It shall be well. Oh, thank you, Father. Somebody lift up your hands. I just praise him this morning. Just praise him this morning. Because it shall be well. It shall be well. Things are going to turn around for my good. Things are going to turn around for my good. Things are going to turn around for my good. For my good. For the good of my family. For the good of my family. For the good of myself and my family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Marebo sopa handele boshka. Rikalibo sopa handele boshke liba yama supra. Oh, thank you, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. We align with your will for our lives. We reset our mind. We reset our mind. Not for failure. not for stagnancy, but for the blessing. We are moving forward. We are going higher in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Oh, Proverbs 4:18. I want you to welcome this. It says 4:18, Proverbs 4:18. It says, but the path of the just is like the what? The shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. You don't compare the sun around 3 p.m. to 8 a.m. Hello. But there's something. When the sun sets out, it begins to increase in intensity. And it gets brighter. And it gets brighter. And it gets brighter. I'm talking about somebody's life here this morning. Getting brighter. Moving higher. Increasing in every way, in every form. Welcome that. I say, Father, thank you. That's my testimony. That's my testimony. Thank you, dear Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Take your seat. Thank you, Lord, for that.